Constitution of Australia. I shall fight for the only reasonable demand of the forum. I wanted to inform you that we are not going to proceed with the endowment and the tradition of humanity. Being unable to obtain the political authority. Now speaking about budget and other things, the House can even went to an extent of saying, for him, the Indaba has long taken place when that happened. We will then look at how that we proceed with the guidelines from the position to count the Indaba. I want to believe that the management will look at what we do in the absence of the Indaba. The documents in our hands, as we are not going to be able to deal with the runners at all. There is a problem that has to fall with them to have to deal with you. I'm not going to try to buy it by the way. You may not even send them to the next meeting. So
sorry, Chairperson, if I may. I just want some clarity. These petitions that are on the table, the reports that are on the table for considering today, we have previously already discussed them, and they seem to be in similar form when we had our meeting in the Marx building. I just want to know whether there have been some changes, because I can't find too many changes to the report. Why is it before us again? Shouldn't the next phase, the reporting back the information that we requested through that, shouldn't that be before us by now? What is the reason that we dealing with these reports again? Because at this stage, from now I'm sitting, it looks like a duplication. I just want some clarity on that.
I fully agree with you. I can't even mind saying we are going to withdraw the document. I'm not sure that things that we said they must be done have not been done. So, yes, you are the only member of the committee that has any interest in putting that. I was trying to show them a technical solution. We can't be seen with the committee to put this thing in at the end of the going to withdraw them and then to pretend that one day would be in a better position than what they have to
submit.
I would just thank you. Welcome, Honorable Chair. We have received apologies for Honorable Rowana, Honorable Chair. And Mohati, the two are in outside the country, Chechi and Mohati. And these are the only members that have apologized. Honorable Julius apologized that he will join us late. Indeed, he joined us. Which is unfortunate there, Honorable Julius, that even when we have arrived, we need to be six for us to proceed with the business of the committee. So it serves like an assessment that we will now formally table executive undertaking guidelines for local designation and to be able in a formal meeting where we can deliberate what are the documents. But I thought it should be important also to inform the members that you may recall that when the House, the Chairperson of the House NCOP, part of what Madisa, when she presented the budget post, I'm not calling she was, you know, singled out as heavy issues that concern the NCOP. And consequently, I requested a meeting with the House Chair and the Chairman of the NCOP to deal with those issues, particularly that one issue of concerns of the committee raised never had taken into confidence as a leader of the committee. Trustee Minor briefed the House, the Chairperson of the NCOP, about the difficulties of if he picked that we are having experience, the ideal scenario would have been to sit with me and then check what are the challenges of the committee. So that by the time she uttered that or captured that particular sentiment into the budget vote, it would have been not clear that she has been given the inside challenges of the committee and then thereafter intends to find the solution. But that alone, I think, is not necessarily that big deal, but I thought the meeting with her, taking her into confidence about the challenges of the committee, which ran from the minimal time where it's been allocated to the NCOP. An authorized mandate given to the committee. Of course, the lack of proper guidelines of how to deal with petitions, who units that are supposed to manage the petitions, and the way that is supposed to be done prior to the committee sitting and consider petitions. Which are the things that I would take into consideration. Also, to indicated to her that all efforts by the committee to have them better off and be able to do their work better have never been given support by the operation of the SCP, citing into the request to go and learn about the executive undertakings in China, in India, have been declined. The fact that we wanted to have an endeavor sometimes back. And the administrative wing of NCOP failed us and requested us to postpone. And as we are talking now, being declined by the political authority. Those are some of the changes that have taken into confidence. But nonetheless, thank you for being here with us. There are things that they will stuck with us for quite some time. I will continue relying on your intelligence and your support in those difficult, you know, parts of our work that we are expected. Thank you very much. And yeah, honorable
Manu. Are you saying that you want to request the documents from
1-4. One of two. 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 One of may I request that you can discuss that with myself after the meeting. All of them, they will be withdrawn, the intention being to improve them and then put them in a better position. I'm not aware. I was speaking to my subordinates around on the quarterly report, which also speak to our president. So it is something that we may not even include in our thank you. unload you, you'll have to keep. Thank you for this win-win. Your then tabling as the object that we have considered. And then my remark. And for the meeting, that's what I plan until our next meeting. Like Rudy might be in the next quarter. Maybe I should give you a farewell.
Please call the conference.